What is slope?
27? 27 to 28. 20, oh, 28. 28. You were 27, you were speaking of the dots to control in that elephant, Krishna.
Krishna Bhaktrambu Jos Uchhist Prasadam Paramadarak Dattam Dhanishtaya Devi Kim Anishyami Te Agrata Krishna Bhaktrambu Jochhistam. Here, a remnant of Krishna. Srimati Radhika does not take anything, without Krishna Uchhista. She takes always that thing, remnant of Krishna. Tulsi Manjari has gone first. Purva Shlok?
Yes.
Previous Shlok. Tulsi Manjari is telling that he will order me to go to Yashoda Alley. And give Ma Yashoda so many various kinds of mishtanna, modak, and all other things. So will I go there? He tells also that when I will go there, with all these things, preparations, Ma Yashoda, and I will do pranam to Ma Yashoda. She will take me in her arms and will give so many ashirvad.
Blessings.
Blessings. And she will ask me how Srimati Radhika is, my daughter, darling daughter, how she is. I will give all these things to Yashodama. And Yashodama will give it to Krishna to take. Dhanishta is there. Ma Yashoda and Rohini are there. They are getting to all the boys who were present there with Krishna. Sometimes Sudama also meets in the time of taking prasadam. Nanda Baba, Upananda, and all persons, brothers of Nanda Baba, they join, and then Nanda Baba, having Krishna in his left side, and Baladev in front, taking food core or thing.
Grass
that is what? What is this?
Every
what?
Morsel.
Morsel.
Means every bit, that mouthful. Morsel.
Sometimes giving in the mouth of Baldev, sometimes giving in the mouth of Krishna. And Krishna also takes by his hand. Baldev Prabhu also takes with his hand. And Madhumangal is there. He is showing so many poses that all begins to laugh. So many poses. If Yashoda Devi give modak to Krishna, Madhumangal tells that, O mother, Krishna has a stomach rog.
Stomach disease.
His stomach is not good. He cannot
digest.
So don't give her. Give me. Sometimes Ma Yashoda gives so much in the dish of Madhumangal, and Madhumangal says that, oh, a crow has come out. And when they used to see, he gives in the pot of Krishna. And tells that, I have taken everything what you have given. But he, this patient Krishna, that cannot take all these things. So again give me. And so everything is going on. Nanda Baba and elder brother of Nanda Baba, Upananda, Sunanda, Vinanda, all are enjoying that feast. Sometimes Upananda also gives in the mouth of Krishna and Baldev. Sometimes all brothers of Nanda Baba, they give. And very pleasant way take all these things. So when all went to wash their hands, Krishna very silently and lowly gave some remnants in the hand of Dhanistha. Or Srimati Yashodama knows that all Sakhi with Srimati Radhika will not take anything if the remnant of Krishna should not be given to. So sometimes she gives, or Krishna himself gives Dhanistha. So how not good thing? So give it to Radhika, that he cannot prepare so delicious food and give them. But it was so delicious. So it's bhavbhangi. Bhavbhangi? Krishna anyhow wants to give it to Srimati Radhika. So Dhanistha takes it. Here it is written, Krishna Bhaktram Bhujo Chista Prasad Prasadam Param Adara Dattam Dhanishtaya. Yashodama or Krishna has given Dhanistha, the remnants of Krishna. And will I carry it to you? Dhanistha will give me when I will go there. And I will be there. Srimati will tell when Dhanistha will return. No, Dhanistha no. Tulsi Manjari will return, she will ask, oh, Tulsi Manjari, Arati Manjari, when Krishna was eating, taking all these foods, where you present at that time, there? She told that, I was there but some far away, because Krishna father and all were there. So by shame I could not go there. How Krishna tested it? He tested so much. How you knew that he tested very well? Krishna short words me, Manjari is telling. And by eye he told me that how delicious it was. And I also knew by eyes that Krishna has taken it. Could you do any service to Krishna? And his stomach was full or not? No. His stomach was so much filled. What? And he was satisfied. How you know that he was satisfied? I knew. Then Srimati saw the eyes of that Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, and he searched Krishna there. He saw that Krishna was there. How he was there? Because she was so cheerful. Oh, Tulsi Manjari was so cheerful, seeing Krishna. So Srimati Radhika tipped Krishna in the eyes of Tulsi Manjari. Eyes were so much. And she became so much pleased. His
hairs
were
standing on end. Standing on end.
On the end. And tears came in the eyes. And she was about not to speak anything. Gadgad. Gadgad, you know?
Yes.
Became chopped. 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 So, when all these confessional persons were dropped, then Tulsi Manjari, Narati Manjari, gave the remnants of Krishna. That Krishna silently and lonely has given me for you these things. Or Srimati Yashoda, for his darling daughter, has sent the remnants of Krishna. So, all sat down, all Sakhi, Lalita, Vishakha, and Vishakha, Srimati gave it to Tulsi Manjari. That divide this into all. So, she gave, would I give all these things, remnants of Krishna, to all Sakhis and you? She is praying. Because you have not taken yet anything whole day, because you were waiting for Krishna remnant. Now, next slok. how Sakhi, how they took prasadam of remnant of Krishna. Now in this sloka he is telling how Udhi will bring Mahaprasadam of Krishna last sloka. And now he will divide in Sakhis and they will take how. Now he is telling. Nana vid amrita sara rasan rasayanaitai Krishna prasad militai priya bhojya peyai hakum kumangam lalitadi sakhi vratatvam yatnat kimutaram upabhojaniya. Yes. Krishna has taken so many kinds of chaturvid prasad anna. What?
Four different kinds of prasad.
Those which are lit, those which are drunk, chewed, and swallowed.
There are four, but one of each of them are of so many things, so many kinds.
Right.
Peya, drinking. Amra rasa, mango
juice.
Takra. Takra, you know?
Matha.
Like lassi?
Lassi. Sum ghub rasal. Chutney, you know? Chutney. Have you taken anything? Chutney? So many varieties. So, dugdha. So many things I cannot speak in English. Arayata. And chewing. Sajana danta. You know? Chewing. So many things. So Krishna, nana vidha amrita sara rasayanaitai Krishna prasad militai priya bhojya peyai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once went to Jagannath Mandir and he saw the deity and came to Gopinath, so he is Gambhira. At once the pujari sent a big dish of Mahaprasad to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu began to wait to see so sweet and smelling, good smelling prasad was there. Jagannath has sent me for me. He is so kind. He is telling that Krishna bhukta says tar phelana. The remnants of Krishna or Jagannath is called phela. And kanika is called lava. And a very little
particle.
Of these things. It's called Fela Lava. Fela Lava means remnants Krishna taking and cutting, chewing, and now he cutting. Rest gets in thought, and the Adharamrit is there. That is called Fela law. No? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking this, that Mahaprasad began to read and praising Mahaprasad. Oh, those who are so much lucky, or those who have tested this thing, are so lucky. Without luck, they cannot have. What is that luck? Samanya bhogya haite tar tripti nahi prapti nahi hai. If there is less sukriti, they will not have this thing. Mahaprasade, Govinde, Nama, Brahmani, Vaishnave, Salpa, Punyavatang, Rajan, Vishwaso, Naiva, Jaya. What is the meaning?
Those who don't have enough pious credit, they cannot appreciate the Mahaprasad, the holy name, the Vaishnavas, the Brahmins.
Because they are all chinmen. So they cannot taste. If they have lot and lot of sukriti, sukriti means bhakti. Yeah. Bhakti. They can taste and they can anubhav, experience. That is this is Mahaprasad. Otherwise they cannot do. Mahaprabhu is telling that, I think that if a man tests it and serves it, then I think that it is the purna kripa of Krishna, full mercy of Krishna. So this sukriti or punya is the mercy of Krishna. If a man has no mercy of Krishna, he cannot taste that Mahaprasad. He cannot realize that this is Mahaprasad. Koti amrit swadu paniya prabhu chamatkar. He took that Mahaprasad and he shut up his eyes, began to weep, and whole day he continued to praise the Mahaprasad and weeping and chanting Hari name every day. Whole day. For 24 hours he has the prabhav of Mahaprasad. Prabhav?
Influence
of that Mahaprasad. Pulak netre bahe ashudhar. Feeling this, he began to weep. Whole day he wept. Why he wept? He remembered all the past times that Krishna with boys sitting in line, Yashoda is doing parivesan, Rohima is doing parivesan, Nanda Baba is there, Madhumangal is there, and they are all very nicely taking Mahaprasadam there. Sometimes in morning, Srimati Radhika is there. She is in kitchen room. No? Anything which Yashoda Ma was distributing, wo kam pad gaya.
It was too little.
Too it
less.
Became little. So she gave any, mane, usko awaz diya. She called Srimati Radhika, oh darling dear. Daughter, come on. And bring that thing. Radhika was then doing puri. Puri, you know?
Puri fried, puri.
So she brought it in a golden pot. Yashoda asked her to give into the pot of Krishna. She fell the pot and ran away in the kitchen room. She began to
tremble.
She fled away. Then Yashoda told, why I ordered you to come and to give in the pot of Krishna. She was smiling but not telling any word. Then so many pastimes are there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is
remembering
all these things and making. You know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken the bhav and Anga Kanti of Srimati Radhika. So he has experienced how Srimati feels when Krishna used to take Mahaprasadam. So he began to remember all the pastimes and she began to be. Edrabya etosadu taha hoite ai kahani. Krishna Adharamrita Nasankya. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Sarudamodara, Raya Ramananda, all who are there, that you know how dal, bhat, puri, kachauri, what?
Chua wants to eat me.
If there was Singha, lion?
You have caught me.
What was it? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to all
associates
that he know how tasteful is chawal, dal, anna, and sabji, and milk, and rabadi, khoa, laddu, all these things. You know, but taste this, the remnant of Krishna. How fragrant is there? How sweet is there? It seems that Krishna has certainly tasted it. And he has something, remnants has given in this pot. So all are, has become so tasteful and fragrant. In Prakrita, mortal, anna dal tarkari, khichudi, and all these seeds cannot be so tasteful and fragrant. You can taste and see. He gave it to all by his hands, weeping. And they took and they became all like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srimati Radhika told that you have brought the Krishna remnant from Dhanishta. Dhanishta has given you. She took it and tested it and gave it to all. No? Srimati Radhika. She is telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is testing all these ideas. Tanuman mor chob kare chob badhaye surat lobh. She is taking the remnants of Krishna. But by the effect was that Rati began to grow up. Rati, no? To meet with Krishna and to love Krishna and to have the love of Krishna, all things are called Rati. So it increased to so much degree up. She became mad to seek Krishna and to taste Krishna. Harsh sok bhav vinasa. She is telling that, oh, this Mahaprasad, remnant of Krishna, makes anyone's heart as if I am tasting Krishna, I am seeing Krishna, I am talking with Krishna and touching Krishna. And increases the utkantha,
eagerness
to meet Krishna. And if anyone will take these remnants of Krishna, certainly his anxieties, shok, moh, bhay, everything will go. Shok, moh, bhay, you know? But
Maya's fear, shok, lamentation.
Everything will go. Worldly, everything will go. Pasaraya anna ras, jagat kare atmavas. Every kind of other desires of this material world, eating, drinking, clothing, meeting, everything. See, that Mahaprasad testing, everything goes away. यहाँ तक कि यहाँ पर गड़बड़ हो जाती है, यहाँ तक कि इवन लज्जा, हर्ष, धैर्य,
ह्यूमिलिटी,
धैर्य माने पेशेंस, everything goes away. Dharya and Ashem are the things which give us struggle to meet Krishna. If there is dharya, that means passion, then she cannot meet Krishna. How should I go? All will see that I am going. What they will tell? By this, dharya comes. This dharya is obstacle to meet Krishna. And ashamed, what all will tell? I should not go in front of anyone. If there will be loneliness, then I will go. This is lajja, ashamed. But by taking the remnants of Krishna, everything goes away. So everything is clear. Way is clear. And they don't do kisi cheez ki parwah nahi karte. Bekar so. They don't care for anything. And the way is clear. Whether it be day and night or anything, there will go. Mataya narirvan, jiva kare akarshan, vicharite sab viparit. If he is male, he will go at once. Whether he is female, then what to say? Taking the remnants everything becomes clear and visible. They don't think what is SM, what is anything. They will meet Krishna. So this remnant has so much prabhava.
Influence.
I need some prasad.
Srimati Radhika is telling that, O Gopigan, you should take this prasad little. And he himself, herself, is given to all. Telling that this Venu is male. Yes, he is male, but he wants the remnants of Krishna, Adharamrita. And he is drinking and drinking and drinking, leaving nothing there for us. Krishna Adharamrita is for us because we are Swajatiya to Krishna. Understand?
Yes.
He is Gopi, we are Gopi. And this person is bamboo, jar, material, matter.
Unconscious.
But he drinks and showing us that be away from here. I'm thinking, what can you do? This is yours, but I'm
reinforcing.
That. What can you do? I'm taking this. My thing, and in front of me, anyone is taking, and they are only seeing and seeing. They are beavers. Beavers means they cannot do anything. So, Srimati Radhika is telling, being a male, how dhrisht he is. Dhrisht, you know? Dhrisht means dare, sahasi. Dare. Kya what?
Bold.
Bold. How he is so bold? But he is badmash. Badmash, you know?
Rascal.
Naughty. He is so naughty. He is so naughty. He is taking and looting in front of us, that is Ramrita. So, telling the, praising this Mahaprasad remnant, Srimati is given to all. This Tulsi Manjari has brought all these things. So, Srimati is asking, you were so much near to Krishna at that time. What thing he has tested more? So she is telling that, what you have prepared? Krishna tested everything very well. And after taking, he has kept left the remnants himself, and by Isaiah told me to give it to you. Lila Sukh, you know, that is Sukhdev Goswami. Sukhdamana Billu Mangal. He is telling that this Felalo, that is this remnants of Krishna, is like Krishna. Prema Danchame Kama Danchame Vedananchame Vaibhavanchame Jivananchame Jivatanchame Daivatanchame Devanaparam. Very good slow. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, this slok has been quoted. That everything of Krishna is like Krishna, not less than Krishna. Prema danchame. Krishna, as if Krishna gives his prema in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is eager to give all jivas Krishna prema. He went to door of Jews. He went sometimes to western side of India, sometimes south India, sometimes eastern and western, and everywhere he went. And get it through name, Prem Gathi Mala Paralo Sabari. He was so eager. And he get prem. Prem means a gopi prem. He gave. Whether they were qualified or not. So Krishna is premadam. Mahaprasad is also like Krishna. Premadam chame. Krishna, remnants give me Krishna prem. Kama Dancha Me, Krishna Prasad gives Kama. What is Kama? There are two kinds of Madhurya Bhakti, Madhur Bhakti, Sringara, Sambandhanuga and Kamanuga. They're actually Sambandhatmika among Kamatmika. All gopis are kamatmika. And Sambandhanuga, Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, Upananda, and all others. Sakha also, Sambandhanuga. Arjun also, and all of Dwarka are Sambandhanuga. Rukmini, Sattabhama, all are Sambandhanuga. They are not Kamanuga. Only Braj Devi, Gopi are Kamanuga. Kamanuga is of two kinds. One is Kamanuga direct, and others are Tattat Bhavi Chhamai. Tattat Chhamai is Manjari Bhav. No? That is called Manjari Bhav or Bhav or Nitya Sakhi Prana Sakhi. These are called. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always tried to give this thing only and to test Sakhi Bhav, Kamanuga. And give tat-tat bhav ichhamai as a palladasi of gopis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has tested as palladasi bhav. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been. If he does not test, he does not in so many 364 ways, kinds of gopis are 364 kinds of gopis. So all gopis are the bhav of Srimati Radhika. She tests and gives pleasure to Krishna in every way what Krishna wants. Anyone cannot, any gopi, other gopi cannot do service to Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken the bhav, the mood of Srimati Radhika. So he tests in every way, kamanuga, sadatmika, samandhanuga. Even as an ordinary bhakt, sadhak, siddha, he can test. All bhav has been given up to vatsalya before. But not this gopi bhav has been given. Especially this manjari bhav has been given. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has distributed this manjari bhav to jiva especially. And for ordinary person, Harinam Sankirtan and Krishna Das as a general term. So, Kamadancha may hear Kamanuga, and in Kamanuga, Tattad Icha Bhavmai. Kamadancha may. How he get? By Prakash, manifesting his mercy, as he did in Rupa Goswami case. He manifested his mercy in the heart of Rupa Goswami and has prayed all his associates to manifest their mercy in Rupa Goswami's heart so that he can give the whole world this bhav. So kamadanchame vedananchame. Vedana means, ved means to know. So ved means every kind of knowledge. And to give that knowledge is vedanam. Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Siksha Guru also. And Chaitya Guru also. Directly as a Siksha Guru he gives. And by inspiration, he gets in the heart, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives Vedanancha, all Sambandha Gyan, Avidhya Gyan, and Prayojan Gyan in the heart of the being. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Krishna is Vedanam, Sambandha Gyan, Avidhya Gyan, and Prayojan Gyan in the heart of me. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna is Vedanam, that is here Guru Chaitya Guru is also, and this sloka has been told there as a this Guru Chaitya Guru. Vaibhavanchame. Krishna is my vaibhav. So this Mahaprasad is also my vaibhav. Vaibhav means?
Expensive.
Vaibhav here means anything, wealth, reputation and all these things. Vaibhav. So he is my wealth. Jivananchame. Jivitanchame. He is my life. And Jivitanchame. Jivitamane, without Prasad I will not be. Or without Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu I will not remain. Daivatanchame na paramcha. Oh, you are my bhaiva. Maneo. Ishtadev and everything you are. So prasad is also like this.
na param. There is nothing
beside
you for Krishna. So prasad is everything for him. And if Krishna is take, then it is Mahaprasad. So Srimati Radhika takes only Mahaprasad of Krishna, remnants of Krishna. Nothing she takes besides him. If you give him anything, she will not take. She will give it to Krishna, and if Krishna will take, then she will take. Plus today, any question?
I had a question from yesterday, from the last time we met as a group. You were explaining about the feelings of separation from Krishna, and that actually when Krishna is away, appears to be away from Vrindavan, the residents of Vrindavan feel his presence even more strongly than when he is there. And when he is there together with Radharani, she sometimes feels that he's not there, he will go away. So my question is, when Krishna appears to be away from Vrindavan, why are the residents of Vrindavan described as so unhappy, almost dead, lying down, full of pain? They do not. The answer, the simple answer that I would give is, oh, that is not pain, it is a kind of ecstasy. But if they are actually, but it is hard to understand why they appear to be so unhappy if he is actually there.
Actually, they are not happy. Sometimes as a anubhav, sanchari bhav, meeting of Krishna, they think. Understand?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. They feel like that Krishna has met me. But always they remember and remember Krishna. Past times, everything. Parasadak ji, it is so uncool, so favorable to remember all these things. Because you have not seen Krishna. Only Bepralamba Bhava you can take. We have no Purvabrav. No? And after Purvabrav, no meeting with Krishna. So we can think only of Purvabrav of gopis and separation of gopis. Only we can understand. But there was so separation bhav, viraha bhav in gopis. When Krishna went to Mathura, it is certainly. But Krishna thought that if I am here, they will be more unhappy. It is only for gopis, not for any sadhak. What really happens there, we cannot see. The short story is, so dukkha, unhappiness there. Mathur Bira, this is called Mathur Bira. We are not testing this. Otherwise, they will be so much, it will be so much painful for us. Now you are laughing, you are taking food and you're doing everything. And you're hearing these pastimes also. But no real effect. Because our heart does not simulate with gopis. In the same standard as Tadatma Bhava. If there is a very little Tadatma, even we can realize this. I could not answer lack of English knowledge.
No, I think you answered very well, that it is inconceivable for me to understand now that apparent unhappiness that they feel, but they do feel it.
Doing bhajan and bhajan, after some time, we may realize that gradually.
In Bombay, you were explaining what the definition of the Pralambha Bhag was, and you explained that in that separation, Krishna is actually in that. He actually comes in that. So it's meeting Krishna while being separated.
But gopis are telling that we admit that Krishna comes and we see Krishna and we don't unbelief.
Disbelief.
Krishna, all bodies. But it is like a person who is going in a forest, and it is Amavasya Ratri. Amavasya Ratri, you know?
The night of the dark moon.
Dark moon. Fully dark. And there is raining. There are so much clouds. Dark moon plus clouds. And in jungle, forest, dense forest, how should be that? So thick andhakar,
darkness.
Raining also, and thunderbolt is seen, and if a thunderbolt is seen, and it hides again,
goes away,
disappears.
It is very difficult to see anything. If there is no thunderbolt is there, then they can go anyhow, searching here and there. But if there is electricity comes and goes, then eyes are
blinded.
And we cannot see. So gopis are telling, just you are telling that I am come to Vrindavan, I come to Vrindavan often and miss you. But it is like that thunderbolt is seen. So everything is puzzled and we cannot see. Understand my bhav?
Yes.
So it was better that you should not come. It makes us so sorry and so puzzling and so kashtadayak.
Painful.
Miserable, painful. So you should not come.
It's very heavy.
When our day will come, that when we will realize this actually in our heart and become somewhat as the dust of gopis. This is called bhag. If a little separation mood comes anyhow, then everything will come out. Tears, romancha, kampa, asru, sanchari, gravichari, everything will come. If we realize somewhat a little bit of separation. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. He Radhe Vajadevike Chalilite He Nanda Sunu Kuta Sri Govardhan Kalpapada Patale Kalindi Gane Kuta घोषणतादित सबत खेदई महादेव वंदे रूप सनातन रुहिवस्ती जीवतु. When, by the grace of mercy of Giriraj Maharaj
and Guru,
today bus.
Oh.